Good morning. How you doing there, Earl?
I'm doing great, Tom. As always, thank you for allowing us on this community connection. Former Senator Ford and I are here today to endorse and encourage our community to support and look at Clark Jolly. But that's what we're here for today, is in regards to Clark is here in our community. I served with him. I was in the House. He was in the Senate. But where our paths did cross, we had the great honor of putting about six or seven budgets together in regards to make this state run properly and correctly. And we just developed a great working relationship. And I have the highest respect and admiration for this man. And let me make it perfectly clear. We had knockdown, drag out fights, but at the end of the day, we still were great friends. And both of us had the heart of this great state. And that's the kind of man that this person is. Now, to give another introduction to this individual that wants to go into public life again and be our state treasurer is former Senator Ford.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Wonderful. Tom, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
One of the things I really miss, and one of the few things I miss about not being in the Senate, is getting the opportunity to come in here every Friday when we were in session and talk to, use your radio station and talk to the people of this area and let them know what's going on. You do a great service and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
But primarily, we're here today with Clark Jolly. Clark and I were elected together in November of 2004. We served 12 years together. Term limits got us both at the same time. Clark and I worked a lot on caucus policy. We worked on legislation. We worked on trying to get other like-minded individuals around the state elected. Had an excellent relationship. Some of the things that I appreciate most about Clark is, number one, a couple of areas that he really specialized in was the budgets and on education. But Clark always had the best interest of whoever in this state at mind. The thing that Clark did is, you know, you see so much in Washington, D.C. today. It is just knuckles and brawling and everybody hates each other and they can't describe anyone in a fair and gracious term. Clark was not that way. He had true friends that were Democrats, still friends that we served with. And that's what I like about Clark. And Clark was willing to make some changes. He had strong beliefs. He really came in with what he thought we needed to do. But at the end of the day, we're trying to get something done that's going to help Oklahoma. And Clark was willing to make some changes, to do some compromising, and I think that's important. So the combination of those two is why I think Clark will be great as state treasurer. It is a position that is not overly partisan. It's there to take care of the citizens. It runs the 529 college savings account. A lot of things that really impact the citizens of this state, and it's not overly partisan. And that's why I think Clark has a wonderful opportunity to do that. So Clark, turn it over to you.
Oh, thanks so much. And Tom, thanks so much for letting us be on today. And I appreciate these two gentlemen that I served with. I'll tell you, there are no two finer gentlemen to represent a community like Bartlesville than Earl Sears and John Ford. And Earl's right. We had some we had some doozies. We had a few back in those days. But you know what? We faced some tremendous challenges. When Earl and I were appropriations chairs, him for the House, myself for the Senate, I know I was the chair for five budgets by myself, and I helped Chairman Myers with a sixth. And four of the five budgets that Earl and I worked together on, we had less money to spend and appropriate than we had the year prior. And you know, at that point, we had an appropriated budget of right at $6.5 to $7 billion, and they weren't small change. We had, just our last 2 years, Earl and I had a shortfall of $878 million and $1.3 billion the next year. And I tell you, Tom, working with this man to try to figure out how we could preserve education funding and not cut a vital service that we provide our parents and our school children across the state, where they couldn't function while not being able to raise taxes and not be able to do those things and have a budget. We looked under every couch cushion in the state, and it wasn't the most fun job at the time, because I mean, trying to balance $1.3 billion is really hard. But it really served me well, because it forced me, those years forced, and Earl and I both, and he'll remember this, I had a stack of papers of every revolving fund in the state. and you had to learn and you had to get familiar with where all of the money was spent, where all the money was saved, where all the money was kept, and just getting that familiarity with the state. With the state funds that the treasurer now administers. That really, I think, served me well to prepare me uniquely to do the job of state treasurer. Some of our best state treasurers that we've had in the past also held the job that Earl or I held as one of our appropriations chairs. And so I really felt that experience really prepared me to be able to serve as state treasurer. And then after I left the Senate, Governor Fallon asked me if I would be willing to serve as one of Oklahoma's three tax commissioners, which usually is a political death sentence. Once you become a tax collector, I don't know what you do after that except become an apostle. That's the only thing you can do after that's redeeming. But that gave me the other perspective. You know, you have the perspective of somebody who knows where all the money is spent. But then you have the perspective of where does all the revenue come from? And, you know, the tax commission appropriates, you know, $13, $14 billion a year of Oklahoma taxpayers' revenues into different funds. And all of those are then managed and overseen by the treasurer. So those experiences, being a chairman of appropriations, being the chairman of the tax commission, Governor Stitt named me as the chairman of the tax commission early last year, and that was such a huge honor for the governor to have that much confidence and faith to name me as the chairman of the commission. I think it really just uniquely prepared me to be ready to tackle the job of state treasurer day one. I really appreciate what John said, that the job of state treasurer really is not a partisan job. It's to make sure and safeguard the security, the liquidity, and the return on state investments so our fiscal house can be in the best shape possible. And as Earl and I both know very well from our tenure, if the state's budget is in okay shape, then the policymakers can really focus on the things that they ran to do, things like education, things like economic development and job creation and workforce development, and making this state truly a top 10 state for tourism, for energy, for aerospace, for all these industries, and trying to bring us here for that purpose. If our fiscal house is in order, then the legislature can focus on that. That's why I'm running for state treasurer, is because I believe I've just got the unique experience and background to be able to serve our citizens well and do a good job. And so that's why I'm in Bartlesville today, is to visit with some of the folks here in this community and get to know them better, let them get to know me. And they can always learn more at my website, which is www.clarkjolly.com. That's JOLLEY.com. And so just really glad to be here with you guys today.
Well, I'll tell you what, you make a great case. I want to know a little bit more about Clark Jolly, the man, the family, and the person.
All righty.
The resume is wonderful.
Well, thanks. Well, first off, she's standing in the corner, but the you mentioned my family. My wife, April, is she's my campaign manager. She's my best friend. She's the best thing that ever happened to me, other than my relationship with Jesus Christ. She's the best thing that ever happened in my world. And got four kids. I got a kid in UCO. She's majoring in history education, Earl, going to be a teacher.
There you go.
And then I've got my 19-year-old son is at Southwestern in Weatherford, and he's currently majoring in computer science with a minor in forensics. And then my stepsons are 10 and 8, and the 10-year-old's going to be he's decided he's going to play professional football as a wide receiver for 1 year, and then he's going to go into the Army, I think, after that. I think that's the career path that he's chosen. If that doesn't work out, he's going to coach. And then her 8-year-old, he's just a delight. He's still in the, anything on YouTube that, you know, is about games or those types of things, and video games, he loves that. He's just a kid. So, got a family of four. I actually have a familial tie. I don't know if I've ever told you guys this, but my aunt and my uncle were school teachers in Bartlesville years and years ago. I don't know if I ever told you that. David Clark and Joanne Clark.
Oh, know them well.
Yeah, and they both passed away several years ago. They moved to Texas.
Right.
But I think my Uncle David was one of the football coaches here, maybe.
Yeah.
But they both... So I came to Bartlesville as a kid when they lived here on occasion. Mm-hmm. But
well-respected educators in our community.
Well, my family is a bunch of educators, and I'm the youngest in the family that's still in education. I've been teaching at Oklahoma Christian University, both in their undergrad as well as in their MBA program, for well over a decade. And I teach at Mid-America Christian University as well, because education is important. My daughter going into history education, I'm great with that. But my aunt, my uncle, my other aunt, all teachers. My family, you know, is from Southeast Oklahoma and Southern Georgia. My dad was actually a World War II veteran from Southern Georgia that got transplanted to Oklahoma City when he worked for the Monsanto Corporation, and they were bought out by Kerr McGee, and so grew up in Del City, Oklahoma. Went to Oklahoma Baptist University, got 2 degrees out there in 4 years, one in music education so I could be a music teacher, and the other in political science. And then when I figured out the only thing you really can do with a music education, political science degree combo is teach political jingles to elementary school kids, decided to go to law school and opened up my own law practice and did that actually until John and I were elected to the Senate in 2004. And as John said, I'm passionate about education, and the state treasurer plays a huge role in making education more attainable and more affordable for families. The 529 savings plan, it makes a huge difference, and it's a vital component of one of the things the state treasurer does, and it's one of the reasons why I'm so interested in that office, is because you get to really change people's lives to help them improve their situation through the 529 plan. It's a great
program. Clark, on 529s, I still make 4 automatic deposits every month.
Right.
One for each of my children. I've done that for 15 years. And it is amazing how that fund has grown and what it's going to be able to allow them to do.
Oh, and John, you know, the flexibility, Congress just opened up and gave more flexibility for parents to use and grandparents to use their $529 for not just for college. You can also use it now for career tech and for certificates if you need to go get a certificate in something, because college just isn't for you and
That's not
what you want to do. But they also now have opened it up so you can use it as a vehicle to pay for K-12 expenses as well, and obviously you're not going to get as much return if you're pulling it out for a K-12 experience as you are for a collegiate level experience. But my mother did the same thing for her grandkids, for my 2 kids that are in college today. And let me tell you, them having that college savings plan has made a difference, and they're going to be able to get out of school hopefully debt-free, right, with no college loans, no student loans that they have to pay. And the student loans are devastating to a lot of our students. The 529 reduces the reliance on student loans tremendously. And so, John, your grandkids are going to be really benefiting from that. Where the state treasurer can help out is, number one, making sure that more people know about the 529 and more people are encouraged to invest in the 529. It's a vehicle that your interest is tax-free. You don't have to pay anything on it. It's great. And when you're investing money for 15, 18 years, you can build up quite a bit of investment. The other side for the state treasurer is making sure that the vendors that manage the investments for the 529
are offering
a good selection of funds that maximize the return, but especially the security of those funds, because the last thing you want to do is invest in a 529 and then see it depreciate over time.
But also the diversity of funds, so as a child gets closer to college, you
may
not want to be as aggressive, so the parents really, or grandparents, can control how that's invested.
And it's a fantastic vehicle for parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and loved ones to be able to make college or career tech just that more attainable. If we're going to really empower our state to move forward in economic development and workforce development, all three of us know a quality educated workforce is where it begins and where it ends. Mm-hmm. You got to have that. And if you don't have that, your tax structure doesn't matter. None of that other stuff matters. If the business doesn't see that they have an educated workforce that can come in and do the job, they're not going to locate their business there.
Right.
It's just the basics.
Well, I tell you what, Clark, this is great. I want to get a couple last words in here with Earl and John.
I'll start this way. First of all, I want everybody to know we have a Oklahoma State Treasurer right now. His name is Randy McDaniel. I served with him in the House, doing a phenomenal job. Just a near and dear friend of mine. And again, just doing everything needs to be done for this great state. Very dedicated to what he's doing. However, Randy has made a decision that he's not going to run. So we have an open seat. And right now at this broadcasting, at this taping, there are three individuals that are running, Clark being one of them. All I would do is encourage each and every one of you out there to look at the resumes of the other two. They can't even compare to this individual. His heart, his passion, his tenacity to give back to this great state. You've already heard it on this radio station, but Senator Ford and I have seen it firsthand in the 12 years that we served with him. He's just a great addition to our community, would make a great state treasurer, and I truly, without any hesitation, I endorse this man to be our next state treasurer. He would do a phenomenal job. Now, I know Senator Ford agrees with me, but we'll let him use his own words.
Thank you, Earl.
Absolutely. And one of the difficult things about running for a state treasurer is it's statewide. It's not a high-profile office, so you don't get lots of contributions. Money is difficult. But that's why Clark coming up here, having the webpage, but for any of you that are listening, know about Clark, or want to know more, call Earl or call me. We would be glad to share with you firsthand experience, because the state treasurer, it's not a large profile job, but it's very important to so many aspects of this state. So we would appreciate your vote and your call if you'd like any more information. And Tom, once again, thank you guys for allowing us to do this.
Great. Clark, one last to you. What's your website so folks can read about you?
I was going to say, I'll give you two things. If people want to call me personally, my phone number is area code 405-642-8686. That's my personal cell. Feel free to call me about anything except a car warranty or Social Security fraud. Other than that, call me anytime you want to. And my website is www.clarkjolley.com. Thanks so much, Tom. Appreciate you taking time with us today.
All right. Thank you for being on Community Connection.